Good morning. It's great to have your company this Monday, the 18th of January. I'm Jessica Amir, a market analyst with Bell Direct. Well, Aussie investors have got a bit to digest this week. Firstly, the US President-elect Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated in 2 days. Now, keep in mind, Aussie equities historically rally in the year under a new presidency, with returns generally higher under Democratic leadership. So markets are baking that in. Secondly, in Australia, 50% of Victoria's corporate world and about 25% of the public sector will return to the CBD this week. So you could expect ASX-listed real estate funds and toll road operators like Transurban to see more life. Thirdly, US earnings season kicks off this week. IBM, Intel, Netflix report results while Aussie earnings season gets underway in 2 weeks. While on Friday, big banks like JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup and Wells Fargo reported better than expected earnings. So I guess if that's something to go by, we could see some strong numbers this year. As for markets on Friday, the S&P 500 fell 0.7%, the NASDAQ down the most 0.9%, awaiting earnings results from the biggest US companies, plus weaker than expected retail sales data from December also dampened sentiment. But US equities are up about 2% so far in 2021. Now, what to watch and expect today? Well, the broad Aussie share market is likely to fall by 0.2%. That's if you go by the futures. All eyes on oil stocks today, likely to pull back after the oil price fell 2% when China reported the highest number of daily COVID-19 cases. Now, because of that, Chevron shares lost 3.5% in the US. So watch local oil stocks today like Woodside Petroleum, Santos, Oil Search and Origin Energy. Also keep in mind BHP fell 4.4% in New York, so expect local commodity stocks to follow. The reason the copper price fell 1.7%, falling from its 8-year high, and that was because the US dollar rose to a 4-week high in a risk-off mood. So note, a rising US dollar makes commodities more expensive, so commodity stocks fall as well as their prices. And this is also why the nickel price lost 1.5%, falling from its 5-month high, while the iron ore price was in a league of its own, rising slightly to $169.97. That's its highest level since September 2011. It's also a big week for economic news too. Unemployment data. And employment data out on Thursday. Employment expected to have jumped by 50,000 jobs in December. So the banking and finance sector will be closely watched. If the numbers are better than expected, expect a rally. And the US market is closed this evening on Monday for Martin Luther King holiday, so keep that in mind. As for trading ideas that could be worth a look, Aroa Biosurgery, ARX, reiterated as a speculative buy by Bell Potter with a $2 target, suggesting almost 90% upside as the company continues to provide positive hernia trial data. And UBS reiterated Whitehaven Coal as a buy with a $2.15 target. Keep in mind the coal price fell almost 1% overnight, so you could have a day to buy the stock if it is on your radar, particularly as Whitehaven Coal had one of its biggest rallies last week. Separately, Weebit Nano, BetMakers Technology and Fortescue Metals could be worth a look as they're giving off strong bullish charting signals according to Trading Central. I'm Jessica Ramirez with Bell Direct. Stay safe. Happy trading.